Dickon the Devil by Sheridan Le Fanu. About 30 years ago, I was selected by two rich old maids to visit a property in that part of Lancashire which lies near the famous forest of Pendle, with which Mr. Ainsworth's Lancashire Witches has made us so pleasantly familiar. My business was to make partition of a small property, including a house and demesnes, to which they had a long time before succeeded as co-heiresses. The last 40 miles of my journey I was obliged to post, chiefly by crossroads little known and less frequented, and presenting scenery often extremely interesting and pretty. The picturesqueness of the landscape was enhanced by the season, the beginning of September, at which I was travelling. I had never been in this part of the world before. I am told it is now a great deal less wild, and consequently less beautiful. At the inn where I had stopped for a relay of horses and some dinner, for it was then past 5 o'clock, I found the host, a hale old fellow of 65, as he told me, a man of easy and garrulous benevolence, willing to accommodate his guests with any amount of talk, which the slightest tap sufficed to set flowing on any subject he pleased. I was curious to learn something about Barwon.